This nigga said I'm a welterweight.
Yo, that's what I'm. Yo, I think us as men, we gotta put ourselves in boxing weight classes. It's the only way to survive. Like, I'm trying to chase your class.
Right.
I need. I'm not even. I'm like Roy Jones Jr.
And I'm in my class, but my overall ain't high enough. I need to fight in the lower class.
Yo, fight night was that shit, yo.
My overall ain't high enough to get my ass fighting Goliath.
Oh, your arms are slow as shit right now.
Fighting Goliath. Big nigga with speed. I'm fucking losing out here. I lost, nigga.
Walter Wade.
I'm on the ropes. I'm struggling to get centered. I'm trying to move the analogs in the middle.
Yo, I'm trying to twirl the sticks around so I can get back up from getting knocked out.
Right.
Oh, what was that old referee, the white boy?
Mills Lane.
In 1 mile, use the right lane to exit right.
That nigga became a judge.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta get back to what I'm used to. I'm sitting here trying to deal with women who aren't in the same weight class as me. So their trauma has a lot more weight behind it.
Yeah, bro. You getting destroyed. Bro, you getting haymakers. You getting parried.
All the playing the Def Jam Vendetta, yo.
Yeah, bro. You getting parried.
I'm fighting Method Man on Extreme Heart.
I used to hate when I used to get parried in a fucking round 3 fight night.
Oh, that parry was crazy. Because
it make you go all slow and then you light your ass up. Bang, bang, bang. I'm like, yo, shake that shit off. Bro, my whole last year been parries.
Definitely been parries.
I've been throwing my best punches getting parried. Getting destroyed, man.
Oh, this nigga is a Wolverine. Yeah, definitely a Wolverine.
Right. Exit right to exit 767-8 Studemont Street.
It's to the point where their weight is more than mine, so I have no weight. I can't hold no weight.
Yeah, you shit. You ain't gonna make it, chief.
That's how I felt like playing zombies.
But I'd have had to turn 90-degree angles. Motherfucker.
Man, op 2 said that.
In a quarter of a mile. Use the right lane to turn right on Studemont Street.
But today was good. She definitely, when she texted me yesterday when I was at your crib.
And turn right on Studemont Street.
She had asked, she told me about the orientation. I was like, is it cool if I roll with y'all or I can take the bus? She's like, if you behave yourself.
In a quarter of a mile, use the right lane to turn right on Summer Street.
I forgot what my response was. But then that's when I had got up and she had to go to work. So I was like, I'll take Juju and just hang out with her until you get done.
Damn, bro, she don't run no fucking gas.
That's oh, it's 2 a.m, bro. They said at a certain point you should be outside the house, brother. They said if you run out of gas, it's on you, baby. They definitely only ran by out here. No, not the Rambo.
Turn right on Summer Street.
What's that shit? Rocky, when he said, if he does, he does. And then he fucking... That's it, man. I'm like Apollo Creed trying to fight fucking Drago, bro. He got his head knocked the fuck off. And then Rocky didn't throw the towel in. It was too late. He said, don't throw the towel. Nice ass apartment. Oh no, so he don't live there.
Yeah, he don't live there. He must live in that spot. Sitting. First time.
Do you have shoes on?
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Unless he has some brown skin loafers on.
Yeah, I don't know.
The nigga had no
shoes. He had some brown skin loafers. Other than that.
Yep. That's a rest of rapskis.
The pearl. houses. Fuck, I gotta get my money up so I can live how I wanna live out here.
Mm-hmm.
My first year in Atlanta, I had to live me too.
Mm-hmm.
But the apartment was still nice. It just was.
Oh, apartment. Oh, shit. They got a marketplace?
That's what I'm saying. It's Whole Foods.
Ah.
She could attach the Whole Foods.
Oh, look. 50 Cent. Yep. Look. The Tycoon Joe right
there. We in Midtown.
They just had a poster for the Tycoon Joe.
Where is this, the Toyota Center here? It must be in the area.
I don't want to see.
Cause I can't wait. I'm coming from. Nigga, it's tomorrow, matter of fact.
No, it's the 20 something, bro.
What's this? That's only the 19th.
It's next week. Next weekend.
Cool, I got time to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking galas, man. I want to live in a fucking gala. Or that's not a gala. What the fuck did that say?
Oh, bro.
I think they do say galas.
5 minutes, bro, from here.
Yeah, shit down here. Perfect time. It's Midtown. It's nice over here, bro.
The Toyota Center is 5 minutes.
I should have lived in Midtown.
Yeah, you know, you will live in Midtown, bro. You just got here.
Yeah, right.
Like, bro, you got here last week.
Yeah, for real, for real.
It's awesome. I want to live in it.
Shit. Bro, you just got here.
Like, you're here for 15 years and shit.
You got here for 30 seconds, dog.
You sneezed and you woke up here and shit. Like, hey.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm supposed to have it all figured out. And shit.
9/11 was a rough year for us.
No, you don't, bro. You don't.
They was like, wait a minute.
They don't explain her age at all. It's a 9/11 on the rough year for her. But it's so touchy that nobody can even backtrack on it.
But still, I always say that though, yo. But yo, when if a girl try to talk to me, if I'm out with Juju, yo, she do not play that, yo.
Juju?
Bro.
What she goes into, no?
She just be, like, looking, like, give him a stink look. Mm-hmm. Should she do that even around her mom?
Right.
She like, don't talk.
She give your mom the stink, she give Jar Jar a stink look?
Yeah. She like, don't talk to my dad like that. Mm-hmm. Don't touch my dad. That's my dad. She like, that's my papi. You're not playing. The crazy part is, bro, today, my dad, I had sent him a picture of Juju, and I said, Juju said, send her some money for lunch. So he sent me more than what he was supposed to. He sent me like $20, $25, which is like more than enough.
Right.
So I was like, all right, cool. Took her to the mall. And I had grabbed, she wanted some Chinese food. So I grabbed one of them buffet Chinese Jones. And the really only spot because I had charged my phone was next to this homeless man. But I seen this homeless man, like, you know, I'd be out.
You seen this guy?
I seen them. Said hello to him a couple of times. Nice gentleman. So I sit down. He on the other side of the table. Boom, we sit down. And I said hello to him. He said, hello, sir. The older man, too. Well, we had a whole conversation, 25-minute conversation. I was on live. And nobody knew I was talking to a homeless man until I flipped the camera around. And I was like, this is my uncle.
Why you call him your uncle?
The whole time I was calling my uncle. I was like, yo, uncle. I was like, what you think about these women out in Houston? He's like, man, they ain't shit, man. It's a homeless boy telling me this, man.
It's a homeless boy telling me this.
So I was like, and my homie that be upstairs, he be, you know, sometimes you gotta look out for your young bulls, man. So every time I be coming through, like, I know what the deal is. I be like, I grab him a monster, give him, you know, buy him a monster from the store. And I had grabbed him like a Chick-fil-A sandwich. I grabbed him a Chick-fil-A sandwich. And then I bought the homeless man a Chick-fil-A kids meal.
You should make out good, bro. You be doing shit with people you don't fucking got. I would hope this shit do something.
Oh, bro. Yeah, man. Me and homie kicked the whole podcast episode, if you think about it. Oh, you going to... Where the fuck is it? Oh, no. We on... What's this Post Oak, right? Yeah, we on Post Oak. When I saw the McDonald's, I was like, oh, all right. Oh, yeah. The West Side right here. My dad coming on Monday.
So you coming on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck you got
it? We're flying in from Philly.
He come to your crib to stay or he get a hotel?
Oh, no, he get a hotel. He came, when he came last year, he got a hotel. He got a hotel down here.
Are he coming to check you out?
Yeah, and I see Juju.
How long you stay? Like a day or two days?
I don't know, yes.
Doesn't matter, just come on down.
Yeah, come on down.
Last time you seen your brother?
When he came last year, last September, when I first had my mental break, I was chalked. Bro, I lost so much time,
What you mean?
I lost, bro. I was out here like I am now, but like talking to myself. And
yeah,
I was overly aggressive.
Okay.
Because...
So you was looking like a crazy man.
Yeah, bro, like schizophrenic. Like even when...
You said I was aggressive talking to yourself.
And I had like a huge, like the thing is with when people who have mental issues, you could tell you're going what you're really going through is there's multiple signs. One, God complex. You know what that is?
No.
God complex is when you actually think that you're God.
That's an actual thing.
That is a thing. God. That's where your brain, like, you know, because everybody.
You thought you were God.
Yeah, yeah. And technically, I mean, we all have the. We all have the capabilities of being in tune with that. And when it, it's the, if the wrong switch is there, it's, yeah. So I was in this joint.
Kind
of
hungry.
You should tell me about the Alfredo. I'm trying to think what's open. Whataburger is pretty open.
Yeah, Whataburger.
Bro, I can't believe they gave me that, that bank account. I was like, oh.
I'm surprised you've been. You know, it's crazy. I be thinking, like, the smarter people, I consider you one of the smarter people, bro. I be forgetting. I ain't know how advanced I was until I was talking to my plug one time. I told this nigga I had almost 200,000 in cash and a 750 credit score. That nigga looked at me like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought, nigga, I'm thinking I'm chasing a ghost. I'm thinking everybody on this. I'm thinking I'm late.
No, that's.
Like, I just got my driver's license a year ago.
No, but that's the thing. Like, there's a lot of stuff. Like, just because I'm, like, intelligent, if I knew what I knew what I'm doing now, bro, I'd have been there.
Yeah, bro, I'm out of fixed credit and all that shit.
Yeah.
Man. My shit was 750 in my Pinnacle. My shit hit now because I done got that car on my shit. My cousins done fucked me.
No, you could, though. You could,
I could get rid of all that shit, yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I did. I went on there and said, nigga, pandemic. I said, pandemic, fuck me up.
That's what I don't do. I'm not the follow-through guy.
Me neither, normally, but I realized, like, I got it. That's the only reason why I got approved for that joint today. Because I put in, they, when I went back on there, they took shit off. And then I started applying for, like, I don't know if you ever heard Kickoff. Kickoff is like a secure credit line.
Nah, but that's good. That's a good one.
$5.
Self.
Yeah, so it's the same as Self.
Yeah.
So. Damn, they opened to the chicken joint. Damn.
Bro. Yo, Clutch City Cluckers, they don't play, bro.
Yeah, they got they
that
got,
truck is. I'm talking about every location. They got two more. That
yeah,
I
just saw one.
And they're all
there.
Open. They not
yeah,
open.
Yeah, they like yo. Let me give me that.
I'm 24 hours. If I had a, I'm closing when I'm sleep, and I'm sleeping in the front seat. Some days I don't go home. Nigga, some days I jump.
Yeah, I'm jumping high. Shake, but I ain't gonna do it to myself. Damn, yo, I really want to Dr. Pepper milkshake, yo. That joint gonna have me chocked.
What, from here?
Bro.
They got Dr. Pepper milkshakes?
Bro, that shit is... That joint on a different level. Shit. See, look, they be having free water. Motherfucker. I'm trying to remember what.
I'll probably just switch my shit around. I can fill a coupon and you can get your motherfucking shit in shape.
Man, I'm trying to remember.
Or you can get that milkshake with my meal and I could just. Sign in and tap in.
Yeah, this joint doing too much right now.
Yeah,
because I be setting up for too many accounts. Yeah, it's like overload. You're trying to scam us. It was working. Bro, look.
I gotta stop talking to women because I keep finding myself. My old way trying to do lunch and shit.
Oh yeah, that's me too. Oh,
that's why the lunch. I'm like, hold the fuck up. I can't. Now I gotta back out. No, I just gotta keep it real with somebody.
Yo, that's all I'm talking about, yo. I can't find.
I can't be real with everybody.
I can't. Yo, that's what I'm saying. I can't find that one, yo.
I think it's gonna be the one I showed you, the glowing. It ain't gonna be one of the super bad ones. I mean, she cute too, though.
All right, show me what you're talking about.
Damn, one girl in there, she cute as shit, but she a midget.
She a midget?
Bro, yeah, I got a midget, bro.
Nah, you don't got no midget, dog.
Bro, she bad, but she a fucking midget, bro.
Nah, bro, she not a midget.
That's
you lying.
Fuck me up.
You lying to me.
No, bro.
At this point, you're lying. This ain't real. I ain't never had a midget before.
Bro, I'm talking about bad to the bone.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Where the fuck she at? There she go. Damn, I'm tired. Bro, she... A1. But a fucking midget. Bro, I can't make this shit up, bro.
You got privacy drone on yours?
Oh, you can't see shit? Yeah, I got a privacy drone on my job.
I'm trying to sign into something that let me know it's real.
She's super bad, bro. But she... can't tell she a midget because they take probably they see the picture, but if you look, nigga, you can see everything. Nigga, this is just...
Oh yeah. Hey, but she
is decent, bro. Hey. I might have to be outside with this one. I ain't never did, bro. I'm saying, bro, how the fuck you? How you a midget?
Oh yeah, she definitely bad. But hey, bro, that one. Hey, listen.
I might.
Listen. Hey.
Just go ahead and do your thing, right? Just be outside with a midget.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, she bad.
Okay, that's her here, all that fucking butt. That's her there, all that butt.
Nah, bro. That's a Dunskies right there. You got there. Yeah, that's a... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I gotta see her in person. Because, nigga, like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Because midget or no midget, I'm in here. Bro, this shit too crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I can tell she's a midget too because I seen her children and they got the legs.
Oh, her children midgets too? They didn't break the curse?
They got the legs.
They didn't break the curse?
Got the legs, man.
Oh, damn, man.
That's how I really put it together. I said, hold on now.
That's her son?
Yeah, her young
man. Oh, damn, dog.
That's her daughter and they got the legs.
He looking like the young boy from Martin. Roscoe, man. He like Roscoe.
Yeah, plus she fit in whole pictures, like.
Oh man, she got baby gap clothes on too, man. That's baby gap clothes. Yo. Tasty and exclusive offers, wait.
But bad nonetheless now. This would give me the most rhythm and flow where I can't. And she a Taurus. She a Taurus too. We two Taurus.
I don't know. This really ain't working for me.
I've already pretty much figured that.
Yeah, we could've went to Burger King.
Is they even open? No?
Yeah, they open. They 24/7.
Which one?
The one around the corner? They drive through 24/7.
You got coupons?
Do a woodchuck chuck? Of course I got coupons, bro. Oh, man, I should say something. Watch out for OJ.
The Bronco? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I could do Burger King. I just like Whataburger, they have breakfast. Something tells me Burger King is closed, bro.
Watch this, hold on. No, bro, you know why it's not closed? Because you know how many times I've done walk Richmond Avenue at this time?
You know why it's not closed?
And I try to get the food for the drive thru, they like, you need a car. I'm like, yo. Y'all some dickheads.
Bro, but you knew that, though. What possessed you to walk the drive thru knowing you need a car, though? Hunger, huh?
Oh, shit.
They closed?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they closed.
Shit, even if they ain't got the coupons, it's still a little cheaper here. Gotta switch gears.
Oh, my goodness.
My taste bud. What's wrong?
Nothing. Stardy's log. Burger King might just actually be It say 12 a.m., but I swear this joint in the window say 24 hours, yo.
Yeah, bro. Something told me this shit closed.
I'm pretty sure. Yo, I ain't going with you. I'm pretty sure. But the apps, yo, first of all. Oh, I can't even open from
100% sure. BK is probably closed right here.
Damn, yo.
I see the 24-hour BK, man.
Yo, I swear the drive-thru says... Look.
Hold up. You might have hit it. I seen lights and shit.
Drive-thru open 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, you nailed it, bro.
I just don't... Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get my coupies out.
You nailed it, brother.
They have free... Oh, shit. They be making up their own rules here, too.
I'm sure they got breakfast right now. I don't think so. How you doing? Y'all not doing breakfast yet, are ya?
You want a what?
I said, y'all not doing breakfast yet, are ya?
No, breakfast is at 2:60 in the morning.
All right, thank you. 1 second.
Oh, Jesus, Jones.
You want something to eat? You want something?
It depends on what you want it, because they don't got a lot of shit.
What's up, Jones? I'm trying to figure out.
They got... This shit $10.
That's probably our best bet, or...
Does this joint come with a drink? I'm not sure if you want a drink. They got the chicken sandwiches.
That's 2 chicken sandwiches and fries, no drinks?
Yeah.
But you wanted a drink, though, right? Thirsty, man.
Oh, wait, did I bring more? This is my water, ain't it? Or this yours?
Ain't mine. Could you eat with the chickens or these joints? I'm kind of feeling the middle.
Yeah, me too. All
right, yeah, let's do that. I got a code for you.
Oh, he won't let me use it.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
What's the code, sir?
I'm sorry. 1 second.
Hold on. She tired. Offers. What the fuck? Wow. So, it won't...
Just want 2 double.
Tell her, yeah, we got a code. It won't let me. It keeps saying not available. What the hell? This item is currently not available at your selected store. It is what it is. So, but it won't let me use anything, though. I got a free fry joint. So, wait, loyalty coming? No, this ain't right, bro. Where are we at?
You know, what's the name?
Are you open? Go to McDonald's. Go to McDonald's because I got coupons for them too.
Alright, thank you.
She was tired.
She
don't
want to work
either. Oh, he never want to work at this one. Alright, McDonald's coupons better.
Sure. Got them up?
Yeah, I'm right here. Yo, the chick I told you I had to block the joint. The joint I had buffed.
Buffed.
Yeah, she was fucking crazy.
I don't know why you had to block her. You felt like you had to block her.
I didn't block her though. I did stop talking to her for right now. I got 40% off chicken nuggets, 10-piece. They so they like $4. $3. Buy one 10-piece. Oh wait. Buy any combo meal. Get a free happy meal. $5 crispy chicken meal. Free medium fry with a we got free fries.
I probably should just skip this because I ain't want to spend. I don't want to spend too much. Damn.
You want some fries? 29 cent quarter pounder with cheese when you buy one.
To the who?
They got 40% off chicken nuggets. They had 40% off 10-piece chicken nuggets. They got 29 cent quarter pounder if you buy a sandwich. So it really depends on what you want. They got buy one, get one for $1.
I don't want that. I would take a quarter pounder with cheese. I wouldn't want that with cheese.
No problem. Take your time.
They got a free fry.
It really depends on what you want, bro.
A quarter pound of cheese. We're to buy one, get one, because you want one too, right? We're trying to get whatever we can get. Yeah. Two meals, man. I don't know if this code, is that code even gonna work?
You got it. So, for example.
Hold on, what did I say? What's this? Buy one Tempe chicken and a Big Mac filet, whatever. And get the other for $1.
It's that one, and then they have the quarter pounder. You get it for 29 cents if you get one of these. So, it's like the same, pretty all much. Right. So.
You want a quarter pounder with cheese?
Yeah, well, you could get a quarter pounder, and then I'll just get the.
Are you one of them? Which one do you want?
A Big Mac.
All right, let's see the deal.
Yeah. All right, so you click on this.
Hey, Father, should I wait? Just to let you know at this time, we're on a very limited menu. The only items that we got left on the menu at this time that we can do is let's see what we got left here. I can do two meat doubles or Big Mac. I can do six meat chickens, and I can also do a six-piece nugget, a little bit of fries. This is our time menu at this time.
Do you have a quarter pounder? Because that's what you want, yeah.
So you only got one Big Mac?
I can do up to two.
Oh, dude. All right, I got a promo code. Can I get the two Big Macs?
You want to do the one for two Big Macs?
Yeah, I got a code for you, though.
What's your number on it?
7080.
Okay, and what else are you got today?
That's all. Just the two Big Mac.
All right, okay. I'll be your time today. 5:15 with the coupon. First window, please.
Yeah, that was cheap as hell.
You said that was cheap?
Yeah. You said 5:17?
5:17, yeah.
Can you throw a value fry on there? Do I got something for that? I believe
the value
so.
Value fry is like 2 cents more.
Oh, all right, no, it's all good.
Yeah.
Damn, 2 cents for value.
I was gonna say, I like that name, Julian.
Oh, yep, thank you.
I was gonna say, that's like the third time I've heard it. But the main reason I like it is because growing up, my favorite movie is that movie, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
The name of the kid, Julian?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Well, mom.
One of the twins.
Yeah.
Well, my mom got it from a Richard Gere movie.
Okay.
Yeah. When he was a gigolo.
I haven't seen many of his films, but I know who he is.
When he was a gigolo.
I'd have to look.
It was before Pretty Woman.
I know it's a Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
Deuce Bigelow. That was my shit.
Well, Richard Gere was the original gigolo.
Okay. I'll have to check that one
it's
out.
It's called American Gigolo.
All right. I'll figure it out.
Thank you, bro.
All right, Paul.
You blur.
I thought he was fried. He's like, you guys got like one big bag, bro.
That's how he talks.
Yo, bro, got like one big bag, bro.
Yeah, but Shorty giving me rhythm and blues. She was at the spa, sent me this little spicy little photo.
Whoa.
I said, it's sex time. I like that. I don't feel like we just said the silhouette. You can't see nothing. It's fog. Why didn't you block? Unless you just not on that.
No, I'm not. I wasn't even on that to begin with. She was on me like Mumra.
I know. Sometimes it's a stress reliever, man.
Hey, it is, man. So is the stress balls.
Yeah. Not the same, but cool. One of these. This is a strip club. What strip? That's the strip club over there?
No. Strip club is Detaway. G5.
G5 is the fucking strip club, man.
And that joint opened. That joint still open now. Ones. I just gotta know. I gotta get. It's like having a high left. You can't go and fight Brock, okay?
if you got Charmander at level 10. You can't go and fight Brock. Now, if you had Squirtle, possibility could be Onix, okay? But I ain't trying to go to Onix with just a dub because it costs a dub to get in. I ain't paying a dub. Yo, they, yo, I was in the store, yo, these women got so mad at me. I'm like, a dub for a cover fee? They're like, that's not a lot. I was like, oh. Y'all different down here, because that's a lot.
What'd you order again?
Hey.
Two Big Macs. And a fry, bro.
There you go, bud.
My man, thank you.
All right, got the fry in there? Is the fry in there?
All right. Good looking, bro.
Yeah, we tried.
Yes. We hours out of you, gave it to me.
Yeah.
It'll be a fry, bro.
Oh, yo, the niggas at Checkers hooked me up all the time.
I should've went to fucking Checkers.
No, I don't know when Checkers be open now. That's the crazy part. I don't know the hours.
They definitely open late.
Oh yeah, but not everything different down here though.
All right, Checkers be open late all my life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these niggas go there by the rules and rally.
I said they go home?
Rallies.
Yeah, they call it rallies.
Yo, somebody gotta buy that, bro. I wanna buy that. That joint used to be Dave and Buster's, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, just light up.
All good.
What do you keep doing your way around?
Oh, damn, this
is weird. Yeah, Walker Texas Ranger letting you go. Oh, she's all yawning in the joint. She's like, oh, what you niggas want? Nah, bro. It's some things aren't really worth my headache anymore. And one thing is fucking dog pussy. Look at the shack, yo.
First of all,
why would even,
Shaq is a hustler.
Definitely had to put his face up there.
He took Papa John's from Papa John.
Yeah. That's really ironic because this nigga straight called said nigga.
Right.
That's the ironic part. This nigga lost his business to a nigga.
To a nigga, right. Should never use that term. You lost to a big nigga.
They get too comfortable.
Like, that's like the definition of nigga. Shaq is like the definition of nigga.
Yeah, this is the embodiment of it.
Big Broly.
Yo, I feel like I got bamboozled the other night by the chicks. I feel like I got catfished.
Why?
Because as soon as she left, she texted me. She said, don't text my phone no more. You can say that shit to my face.
It's actually giving me a number. What she didn't find out in your face?
Well, cause when we in the house, she was like, oh, this is Julian? So I don't know what they be talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she had Bobby Boucher body anyway.
Jehovah?
She had Bobby Boucher body anyway.
Right. Bobby Boucher.
I said, now you looking like fucking
women are narcissists, though. For y'all to be out there and think y'all got all the preferences. I mean, for the most part, y'all do got a lot of juice. Y'all do got most of the juice. Can't lie about that.
They got the juice down here. I don't even know.
Who's got the juice, bro?
How much juice you need, but they was in Philly, dog.
Yeah, it wouldn't even count for juice.
Bro, they was in Philly, they'd be chalked. They would get no play.
First of all, I wouldn't even see y'all. I wouldn't even see y'all.
Definitely wouldn't have.
I was thinking about how my life taking me places now and I'm even in a room with y'all. Damn. Things is changing.
I got you right here at this point.
But at least I can lick my wounds while I ain't nobody, too many people watching. I know so many people are praying on my downfall.
Mm-hmm.
I get to lick my wounds. By the time they see me, I'm back. I don't like
like that shit.
Pulling up like that?
Hell yeah.
That's some nut shit.
I'm just cool with that shit. I know I ain't got no smoke here anyway.
There's some Asians and Mexicans just thinking like shit be sweet.
I'm technically ain't doing nothing wrong. It's just traumatizing the
other. Yeah, man, he pulled like that, dog. Ricky!
It's funny how you got a fucking movie reference. Or a fucking cartoon title to just fit life. Mm-hmm. Damn, man, whoever put them cones, like, the nigga ain't think about the other side, man.
You know, all this some fucking.
Well, until they got here. This is cool.
Damn, what the fuck?
I was watching everybody tiptoe through this.
I got the key card if you want to go through this one.
Definitely a preferred entrance, man.
Oh, it is right next door. Well, I should have said something to you before I say one more. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because you'd be having to go all the way around town. Mm-hmm. Looking for Carmen San Diego. That was my shit, yo. Yo.
When we take it back to the crib, you can rock that.
I'm going to come to your crib for a second, you don't mind? Because I'm just about to go. And she let me chill at the crib tomorrow.
What? It's a good day, man.
Yeah, because I was showing her that. And I was very helpful. I was being a helpful nigga today.
I'm being a helpful nigga today. Being shit easy today. Ultimately, it makes your life easier, bro.
Yeah, it's only for Jair. I mean, not.
Yeah, because you gotta. I mean, who wants to?
Only life I really care about making life easier for is fucking Jair, to be real with you. All the rest of them chicks, man, fuck them.
But it ain't your responsibility. It ain't your concern anyway.
Hey, Jair's mine.
You know what's crazy? Jair's never, definitely. Like, Jair, I got a family that big. If I was ever, like, talking to somebody, I don't even want to know all of them like that.
Nah,
everybody
bro.
Everybody come to my house and shit.
Nah, bro.
I don't want your brother all in my business.
Yeah.
I don't do shit like that. All my hoes know that this is exclusive. I meet your parents, but you told them I'm a dealer, because I'm going to tell them. I ain't doing none of this. Fugazi high and the fact shit.
No, I don't do that shit neither, dog. I be trying to live in my real life.
I ain't gonna have your fucking brother always putting his input in my fucking business, my fucking family.
I don't got, man. Like, but the crazy part is, like, I don't put myself in nothing because I know my shit stink.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So why he don't follow the same?
Bro, this is the same bull that said that he thought that I was taking Jair's side every time Jair be talking about he ain't shit. She be taking care of his kids and shit. Like, that ain't her responsibility. You told us, I just need you to get better for your daughter. Dog, like, if you came last year, bro, this boy was chalk. You know how many times this boy was in the mental health ward?
Yeah, he told me he was fucked up his kid.
No, worse than me, dog.
He told me he was doing bad. Damn, we all left and separated. Life got real, huh? I went off and damn near became a celebrity in the streets. But, you know what's crazy? Winning come with its fucking... It's crazy. You can tell we all from the same walks of life, because we all back.
All right, what?
It was fun, man.
Throwing the stone at the penitentiary. What? Out, dealing, wandering.
But
when
you
gotta
make
ends meet.
Like a couple weeks ago, I was just smuggled pounds across the wines. I was just fucking battered.
Yeah,
that sounds
fun.
That's crazy. I could definitely write a movie.
Because there's no way you tell me you love me and then do all this fuck shit. I don't even think that's what love is supposed to be meant to be. And then you don't say a word anymore. Did you ever really mean it?
Like, you don't say the word no more. Right.
Like it don't exist. Like it's a, curse. Like Harry Potter.
Stay away from it. Yeah.
Like it's Voldemort's name.
Right.
Shall not say the name.
Yeah, Bathsheba. She's so fucking conjuring shit.
Well, yo.
You act like you can't say it. You act like touch and burn. I'm like, yo, you know what? I'm bad. When they get that bad, I'm out, man. I don't fuck around with you. You're switching it up too drastically. How mad are you?
To the point you can't even say I love you no more. But I'm the one supposed to keep a cool head and be calm and... Like, you're not even helping me calm down.
Alexa, open YouTube.
Here is YouTube.
What do you think the best one is? You think you think Google got the best voice joint or Apple? Or Amazon, because I forgot, this is Amazon. It's three Amazon different people that got voice recognition.
I don't have a Google voice.
Oh, Google Home is popping, bro.
I only heard of Siri and Alexa.
You ever hear of Stadia? Bro.
That's Google, folks?
That's Google's video game system.
Oh, shit. Nah.
Guess what you use for it?
What?
A Chromecast.
So all you need is Chromecast?
Bro. My man Jose, my bro Jose put me onto that shit.
All you need is Chromecast and you got Stadia?
Bro. You need the like a Chromecast Ultra, and you need the Stadia controller.
And you good.
It's, and everything's through the cloud.
So it's already on there. Well, you gotta pay for it, of course, but.
Like my account is hooked up under Jose account. So I'm under his family plan. So all the games he got Destiny, he got all these games.
So you got access to them.
So I could take my Chromecast, take it to the hotel. Take it anywhere. I could play video games.
As long as you got the controller.
Yep. But you also, you could play it on your phone. Like, I could play Stadia on my phone and use a PlayStation controller, Xbox controller. I could use any controller I want on my phone. And people be sleeping on them. And they got multiplayer. That's why I might not even get an Xbox. I might just fuck with Stadia. No, I do need an Xbox. Fuck, man. I saw the computer I wanted today. The actual computer, because I want a desktop again. Apple. I don't even know what it's called. What are they called? Mac desktops? Mm-hmm. This shit was, it was red like this. Like my phone. I was like, oh yeah, I want that. I actually, the crazy part is, oh, today too, yo, I signed up for all the, yo, I signed up. I'm gonna be on that fucking board. You think I'm gonna let the white people be around my daughter? They get a little too friendly for me.
I can tell by Kev's head that he got big dreams.
Boo.
You got a pair of puppies, right?
Listen. One of the roasters?
While making
one of the roasters. Yeah. Watch your own. They play that.
Download the Box Tops for Education app.
You said you gotta sit on your battery to chase.
You gotta sit on your battery to work on your car. J- Jay built like a Pac-Man ghost. That nigga lost a fight to a monkey on crutches.
You gotta set up your battery to work with your car.
He ain't never seen himself in the bathroom mirror.
He said his fucking stomach get dirty when he shoots dice. Like that's him. He on the ground. He's
into a Facebook group. They found Doughboy's bite mark on a baby cow's neck. If you whisper Doughboy's name at Burger King, they'll put an extra patty on your burger. Hey. They'll walk a cow out. Like, yeah, this is Doughboy.
You don't have to say with cheese, sir. We know. We know already.
You want the chicken, man.
They'll walk a cow in. They're walking a family of cows. Let me get a Doughboy. They keep hamburger buns in his glove compartment. This shit might go down, my nigga. It might happen. Only way Jay can tap dance is if you put shoes on his hands.
Coming from a tap dance coach. And Craig's a tap dance coach, nigga. Craig work at Meineke.
Yeah. Look like somebody
picked
you up with sandpaper gloves.
This nigga Craig be singing Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney. Oh, Mary Poppins.
It looks like Jay burned rubber on your face.
They ain't getting the Asian bull.
Hey, Jay,
go.
If Doughboy fell to sleep in the sun, he'd wake up a loaf. If you drop blood in the ocean, Tahir's mouth will jump out the water. This show is Pat made a pallet for a dead bird out of his own underwear. Pat bought a lesbian a wiener dog.
Bullish short.
Cam only sell pussy to Mormons.
Hey, let us know which outfit it is, bro.
This is a
Gay Wiener Schnitzel.
Gay Wiener Schnitzel. This is a Bavarian man. Y'all niggas never been outside of America, so you don't know.
No. You ain't been out.
Hey, he got styled by a nigga that wanna fuck him.
Yo, it's hilarious.
Wow. That's funny as hell.
That nigga Tony got caught feeding a parrot a chicken sandwich. Precious went to military school to become a better nigga.
Hey, Brent still get bullied.
My kids.
He got a 12-year-old nemesis.
Now the nemesis.
He's saving his money to start a stuffed animal shelter. Tony sex played a pack of stray dogs.
Craig made that rubber chicken in community service.
What we got?
Nigga, you ain't no gangster, nigga.
No, I ain't, is it?
Boo play bongos down at the shelter every Wednesday.
He's over there. That who wanna go?
Oh, Kevin on stage, eh?
Precious look like a Ugandan gun runner.
Like, I invented this shit for you.
That nigga got a full type of denim. You got a song dropping called "When Niggas Kiss Me." I don't like it that much. Doughboy gonna have jelly stains on his casket pillow. Hey, Tony lost a nipple trying to breastfeed an iguana.
Up for Mike, y'all.
Hey. That nigga front tooth died in a corn dog bite.
That's funny.
I like that one. Dirty ass nigga. I like that one.
Dirty ass nigga.
You got on church socks with sneakers, boy.
After you wash your clothes, you got to wash the washing machine, you dirty ass.
Hey, you go outside to wash up.
I'm sorry, man.
Over there. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, he left?
It's just a garbage truck for that tooth, nigga.
I ain't going out there. Fuck that. I ain't talking to nigga like,
Mary, put ketchup on the dick before she suck it.
mustard, nigga, this is me.
hey, Craig, you need to pull his shoes up.
Hey, you blend your food and shoot it through a heroin needle, nigga. Brent know how to play no scrubs on a tuba.
I don't want no scrubs.
Wait, bro. A tuba don't even play like that, dickhead. That's a trumpet.
Sydney bought a hairless dog and named it me. That's cool. The only time you love yourself is when a nigga's giving you a back rub. Be careful, no lines. Damn, you gotta stop letting your boyfriend discipline your son, man. Cam built like a fanny pack salesman. That nigga both sprinkled garbage in his blunt. Who got real dirt on his toothbrush?
Random shit though.
If you look like you're running for class president. Brent got convicted of a felony in children's court.
hey, it's hilarious.
Hey, that nigga look like Fifel Gold's MMA. You look like a Dyke Chung Lee, nigga.
That's your pain. You gonna get your fat Mexican looking ass out of here.
Nigga, you can hear body language with the nigga.
Hey, the boo ain't wearing 3X tall no more.
You look like Harriet Tubman's boyfriend.
I believe in you. That's a bunch of
Nick Kev ears throw off his feng shui.
In and out.
You dress like you work at the mall in Japan. Don't look like he eats silly putty. You stink. Your daughter's stronger than you, Brent.
Hey, Craig look like a young LeVar Ball.
Dumbfounded to do eyebrows. Pat beat up his bitch over the last incense. He looks like he failed an NBA drug test.
Yo, Craig. Craig looks like you do headbutt exercises.
Your mom killed the nigga in the LA riots.
Like you've been tongue kissing uppercuts, nigga.
I would have said something like your uncle was a kamikaze fighter. See, I could be on there, yo.
Hey,
you
look like it's too much pressure not to smell like piss.
He said,
hey,
pick me.
Hey, ain't no crunch sound when you eat chips.
Hell no!
Old ass bull broke a promise to Sam Cooke.
I was born by the room again.
Michael
Max
wearing bell bottoms.
Right, right. They got the red.
That nigga look like Marvin, sometimes gay.
Nigga, you,
Nigga lost his dread in a headlock fight.
Hey,
take off my
Hey, more collar ass nigga.
Try to eat nachos while
you
read the Bible.
What? Undercover looking ass.
That nigga built like he put butter in his water. Kev is a happy endings evangelist.
You know I'm coming, so are you, baby.
Why would you put butter in your water?
Stick your shit.
You look like a scooter salesman from Kingston. You're getting cyber bullied by a hairdresser.
Blackness matter. That was good. Look like you teach Kwanzaa in Ireland.
I know something T.
Murph
don't know nothing about.
Size. Yo, how you burn on people up there and nobody
burn
on you?
The unique taste of the
this is compilation. Oh, it's his con. Okay. Yo, he's a funny. Well. Not the fun. Oh, it's Meek Mill right here. Dog, anybody that be in a roast session think that shit bullying is fucking weird. Like, why are you even there? Yo, bulls really be getting their feelings hurt, yo.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome hey, why are you even there? You know what's happening.
Of Roast Me, the show of committed insults. I'm your host, hey, Brandon Lewis. Y'all give it up for the squad.
Yeah! Yeah.
He's a what?
Yeah!
Thank you, Barvin.
All right, now, before we get this show started, man, I want to introduce my lovely teacher assistant all the way from Detroit, Michigan. Y'all give it up for Miss Charmaine Pratt.
Damn! Wow!
Woo.
Big fat.
Now, this is the season finale. So with that being said, I need y'all to bring that fire in those comments so Charmaine can read them all and give y'all credit. With that being said, let's crank this show off. Y'all give it up for Tahir. He
can
do it like
pre-cut
chicken.
He can't just remove yourself. Like, you can just not. When they be like, oh, we about to roast, or you know what you're
going to do. Come on, sis. Come on, sis. Show them unnamed shoes you talking about.
But, ew, but when you in the crowd, people just burn all the time. They got to burn.
Hey,
get
PlayStation 2
He said your boots came with a free Tekken 2, nigga. That's
what I'm saying. All right, man. All right, we're going to turn this off, man. Come to the hot seat, man. All the way from the west side of Chicago, man. Oh, baby them. Y'all give it up for Don Terrio, y'all. Yeah.
Hey, take your hood off, nigga.
Take that bird out the back of your head. That shit like a bird in there.
This nigga heard don't accept shampoo.
Hey, boy
got a whole body full of blunt skin.
inside
of
tobacco goods
gonna
come out.
You try to show your nipples, you got a tank top on under your jacket. You know, bust that up. Bitch, come on, your ass got a pound of baby oil. Hey, come on, your ass got a pound of baby oil in your head. Don't look ugly. Hey,
Ontario, your face 85% backwoods.
Hey, you put egg yolk in your head every morning. Hey,
you're not
ugly.
Get out of there! Get out of there!
Hey,
get out of there!
Ontario front tube still in the west side of Chicago. They like the fight.
Your ass like a gay toll booth or something. Your ass been that bitch. Yeah! When they brought up think before you speak, they thought of your ass.
Come on, Nas mouth. Hey. Like you been tongue kissing uppercuts, nigga.
Hey, you
licking the crosswalk button, nigga.
Mauricio Joe Devan says, Doctorio teeth playing tackle football. Kenneth Egger Davis says, Doctorio can eat steel beans with those teeth.
Steel beans?
He gonna beans. Switch the high seat up, man. Y'all give it up. Hey.
Yo, he funny as shit, though. I like him, too.
Ain't no crunch sound when you eat chips.
I don't even know that means.
You did not. You don't have no tea shit.
All right, man, I got to send somebody's attention, man. I thought they were going to catch him, man. I got to send Kim.
Just to buy that weak ass sweater, though.
Nigga, hold out on the collection plate.
Nah, ooh. Pat, you ain't gonna do nothing about them edges? Nothing? Like nothing?
You talking about hair?
Yeah.
Your hair is terrible, nigga.
Everything about you.
Your wife leave barbershop coupons around the house.
Boy, you look like you're about to host a hip hop poetry jam.
Yeah. Hey, to hear repair a mean church organ.
Get it right into it.
Hold that thought, man. I'm gonna bring somebody to class, man. Coming into class, man. All the way from Los Angeles, California. Y'all give it up for Boo Capone, y'all. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Hey, they got you up early at the car wash today, huh?
Hey, that nigga looks like Tisha Campbell. Shut your ass up.
Hell no!
Old ass Bull broke a promise to Sam Cooke.
I was born by the river looking at him.
All right, we're going to see that, man. Y'all get up a 10, man.
He ain't say nothing.
Coming to the high seat, all the way from Los Angeles, California. Y'all give it up for Boo Capone.
Hey, hey,
come on, Boo.
Hey, it's Billy's birthday. RuPaul gave you this.
There you go.
We all signed it, man. We all signed it, man.
Start real B.
Set your hands
real B.
This thing came in.
Start real B.
Hey, your ass dressed like you got some baby back ribs in the slow cooker.
You got some beans in the crock pot. Hey, you gotta ask Boo, how you gonna be here? Gonna be here.
Hey, this thing ain't been in a classroom since there were color sections.
All right, broskies, is 4:44. Time for me to roly on my diamond ring. Yeah, the crazy part, I was having the convo with my old head, and it's just that's how the universe knows it's some fuck shit going on. Because it's not, I'm not gonna have the same conversation with two different men on two different days, and it's not like I brought the shit the fuck up.
This is a clear tactic.
And he told me the reason why.
Nigga, because the black family is too goddamn powerful.
There you go.
Too goddamn powerful.
He's like, you know, and then, yeah, like, we came from them. So if our job is to find our way back to them, and they're doing everything to cut us off from getting back to them, then whose fault is it? If we're trying to get back to you, because the universe starts with you.
We all got trauma, too, though.
Yeah, we all have trauma, man. Yeah. But, yeah.
You know, they say we start off with sin, and then we start off with trauma, then.
Yes.
That's what
sin is. What you... Sin is what...
You acquire sin.
Yeah.
Fuck, you start off with that.
But the thing... But even with sin, if you don't learn from it, it's what's going to take you down. If you don't... If you're not, like, harping on it and thinking about the part you played in it, then you're a narcissist.
Yeah, Christianity is like, I'm not
Christianity.
I'm a boy. Oh. So Jesus died for our sins, but we're all born sinners. Where's the fucking? Come on, now y'all just saying shit to people, and people just accept.
That's
it.
White Christianity.
Because we've been just dealing with this for years.
Yeah.
Nobody said wait a goddamn. It wasn't a moment where nobody.
But the thing would that be if we're born with sin? But they said the most innocent being is like, you know, a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they ain't move nothing. They ain't move a muscle. They sinless.
So what is it? I mean, I guess it's two sides of a coin, yin and yang. But that's the way the universe works. It's a big fucking contradiction.
Super oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
He died for our sins so we could be free of sin, but yet we're born sinners. What the fuck was that? A riddle, nigga? I don't like this. This is a riddle.
The crazy part is that, you know, Jesus was God, but he wasn't the God. Like, he was a God. Like, we're all gods. That's why we're able to, we have certain gifts that we are able. That's why, like, you know, sis was like, all right, you know, you was like, we need Julian here, because we all have different attributes that when we collab correctly on no fuck shit, the energy is at Omega level. That's where you get that good karma. You get all those good things coming to you because you don't have somebody stabbing you in your back and putting bad juju on you. Because
mm-hmm.
everybody in a room can be alphas. We're all alphas. But when all of us come together at the highest peak, you get omega. You get omega. Like, that's, you know, everybody's an alpha and a beta, and you flip off each other at different times. Highlander.
I always looked for a team of people. I just never got to put one together. And I wasted years. That's why I left fucking Derby and all that. When I stopped waiting for niggas in Derby, I went right up to the top.
Yeah. So I knew they hated that shit.
Yeah, they hated it. So stay in creating. So waiting for niggas, you create staleness. Surpass the niggas, you create hate. I mean, I left and became a fucking celebrity. Anybody watching me from home looked like they thought I was a rapper. Whatever snippet I put up there, so they do that. But then at the end, it leave a nigga lonely.
It do.
Man, I got all this money, I got people around me, I can't trust nobody. All I could do is look good while I'm dying slowly on the inside. I look good dying with a smile. There's bitches around. Yeah. I had bitches when I was broke too, though.
I mean, I don't know
what it was for anymore, man. All this shit boils down. Like, after having the chain, after having all that shit, now no wonder I J. Cole gave this shit back. I didn't even drive no more. Niggas ride a bike.
Yeah.
Man, it don't mean shit. This shit be nothing, bro. I just want, I'm accustomed to this shit now. I do like the fact I could go eat a steak dinner when I feel like it. That's cool. Yeah, I don't want to be broke, and I don't have to be broke. I don't want to be broke, but I don't got to be part of that either.
Yeah.
Like, Cole, far from broke, but he don't look like no rich nigga.
You know what the thing is, and you know, people, you know, look at the, they look at the,
don't look like no rich nigga.
They look at the celebrities, but they're not really looking at the people who have the money.
Right.
Everybody, you know, and I was talking to my old head last night, and I was like, well, he was like, you gotta look at the people who have the money. I was like, what, like Bill Gates? He's like, no, Bill Gates is like us. Like, we're one step from being Bill Gates, if you think about it. Now, we're not,
I don't know what he meant by that, but
we're
okay.
Not, we're not thinking about the people who gave Bill Gates these ideas, who gave Mark Zuckerberg that, because them niggas are smart. Don't get me wrong, they smart. They're the smartest people.
Well, watch social networking. That's any incantation to that. He stumbled upon Zuckerberg.
No, he didn't stumble.
I mean,
we're talking about the niggas who got the money, like DARPA.
He didn't stumble. He stole that fucking idea from the Winklevoss. Stole it. He housed them. But yeah, I get you. I get what you.
Them
saying.
Niggas, because I started, I was like, well, every time the internet go down, it'd be Amazon fault. And I was like, because that's who everybody paid for their fucking servers is Amazon. So when Amazon web servers go down, Instagram goes down, Facebook goes down, half the internet goes down. Twitter don't go down.
Bro, who was responsible for the World Wide Web, bro? You can't even Google that guy. Whoever started the World Wide Web.
That's what we talking about, bro. We talking about, it's one company, particular company, called DARPA.
That's who started the web, the internet?
They own it.
They didn't start, they own it.
Yeah. I don't know who the niggas started this shit.
They got rid of them.
Of course. You know what else they got rid of? JFK.
Shit, man. And the list continues.
Martin Luther King. Right. Because the thing what people don't realize with Martin Luther King is he started realizing the fuck shit that he was telling his people to do. Like, go vote.
Yeah, he was about
give
to,
up
he
your
about
rights.
To, he about to get off that. He was starting to feel Malcolm more and more.
Yeah, he started talking different. Will started having the trembles in his voice.
There's anger building up.
Shaboink took him out. Like, DARPA is the ones, they create, like, experimental technology, experimental weapons. You know, they're the ones that's, like, and I started talking, like,
they're the ones that's going to release the zombie plague.
Yeah, man. It's just that I really want my kids to be prepared because, like, I look and see, like, I was so big on, like, looking at what my dad was doing with his life, like, working. Like, I didn't stop. I wasn't, like, you know, like, I had to work a lot and be a dad. Like, that shit was tough. It's like, I never had the opportunity. Like, this is the most freedom I've ever had in my entire adult life. And, you know, people are like, oh, you're out here doing this, you're doing these drugs, and, you know, and I stopped trying to defend myself to people who I thought believed in me.
That's what hurt the most, man.
Yeah, people, like, half-assed and, like, reaching out. I'm like, all right, send me $10. Oh, I don't got that. All right.
Financial ain't the only form of caring, and understand money is, like, ain't easy to come out for everybody.
No, but it's and then they'll be like, this is funny, man.
A lot of black people with money, bro. You know, we like leprechauns with this shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. When they get that shit, they give that shit up in a heartbeat to a celebrity.
People had their vices, man.
Yep. And I'm like, well, just feed mine for a second. That's all I'm saying. Because, you know, all they going to do is get the celebrities, and they going to get some cocaine. Because it's a rich man drug.
Shit, they be having their habits, too. Nigga can't give you $10. They want to get some goddamn weed. Hold on, nigga.
But I'm talking about the people that was offering to buy me plane tickets back to Philly, bro.
Oh, yeah, right. Plane ticket. You offer me a plane ticket, I can't get $10.
That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck plane ticket you going
to
put me on?
What? Yo, my cousin, yo,
I get a $10 deposit on that plane ticket?
Yo, my cousin was like, I'll order it for you. I said, bro, send me the money.
What the fuck, you got a coupon?
I'm like, I'm an adult, bro. What you...
Okay, they don't want to physically give you money because they hurt. Because going around with the word around town, you on drugs, bro.
Yeah.
So nobody want to give you cash, bro.
I was on drugs. I was on prescription drugs. And those drugs, yo, them
that's
drugs...
That's what made me want to check you. I said, on drugs. Hold on, bro.
What drugs, though? What kind of drug? Crack?
Ain't nobody... They couldn't specify. So we had to leave. I had to go up to my own knowledge. And I'm going to use shit like crack. Nigga, I'm a street nigga, so the first drug that comes to my mind, if it's a hard drug on it, I don't know if it's coke.
No, I mean, I would. I mean, anybody who knows me,
I feel like it would be a depressing drug.
Anybody who knows me knows that me and crack, like, I watched my mom go from a beautiful woman to Skeletor because of that. So that's what hurt me the most, because I wouldn't do a drug that I know that killed my mom. Like, my mom probably owed the crack, owed the drug dealer, and them niggas, when you deal with coke and crack, and you don't pay your shit.
That's a meaner person.
Yeah.
They're meaner with them higher hearted.
So that's
drugs.
What really hurt. I'm like, all right, well, what drugs am I on? Let me know. Then they started saying, well, you're smoking weed. I'm like, cool, but I'm taking...
Everybody smoking weed.
Right. And these are the same people that are talking to me about... They're talking to me like, I know they don't smoke weed. I smoke weed with them. So for you to... Well, all right, cool. So what else am I on? Oh, yeah, I'm on antidepressants. They were damn near giving me oxycodone because I my insomnia. How many niggas in the world got insomnia?
I mean, quite a few, bro.
Right. So I'm not taking that shit, man. That shit, I couldn't use the bathroom. Fuck my sex drive. That shit was chalked. I didn't even want to masturbate. I couldn't. That wasn't even on my mind. I was like,
what did it sedate you?
Bro, remember the movie Click, right? With Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Remember how when that nigga thought everything was fine, but then when he actually looked in between how he was, and he was not there? Remember, right? That was me.
Oh, you was phasing out.
Dude. I was like Kanye West, bro, because they had that nigga on some higher shit than I was on. Because he got, his bipolar, off the charts. You could tell.
All the moments he paused and shit, he doesn't.
Bro, that shit fuck you up because it redirects your damn neurons in your brain. Because the thing is, everybody has some type of bipolar disorder. All your bipolar means like polar, like polar caps. Mm-hmm. You got positive and negative. And when your shit go from negative to positive, that means your shit off balance. You can take up. You gotta think about it. In the beginning of time, niggas didn't have medicine. They had to deal with the shit on their own. You mean bipolar just came out when the medicine came out? No, it's been out since niggas was here. That's another thing we gotta say. We didn't come from Africa, bro. Niggas, we was here.
Right.
We was here. The two homies, I call them my uncles, but them niggas told me, he told me, and they from Philly. He told me he got schizophrenia. You didn't lose it, bro. Don't put that energy out there. It's just misplaced.
If I did, I think it had to be in that fucking barbershop.
Well, he locked the door, so you need to ask him to look for that joint. Or, I mean, I was sitting on the like by the street because I saw you back the car up. It could have just slipped. It might be underneath the chair.
Yeah, I'm gonna check.
Yeah. Don't say it's when you say it's lost, man. You already know it's lost. It's not. It's just. It's misplaced until you check every possible option. Then you be like, "Damn, it's lost." Manifestation, bro.
Yo, bro. My bad to bother you again, but when you get a chance,
nah.
You know how people used to care if you see them. They don't even care if you can see it.
Well, I mean, that's why I don't just. I'm not like. I mean, you're the same way too. When you watch movies, we watch movies the same way. We watch movies for context. People just watch movies just to watch them. the shit be in your face. They telling you. They telling you what they doing to your face.
Oh shit! This is I'm on a super far end of chimney room. I'm thinking I was like close to it. What the fuck? I'm on Memorial.
Oh, we still close to the house.
Turn right.
Oh yeah, yeah. You supposed to turn right because I know exactly right now.
They just did it down. Rich wasn't saying it before.
And then it's going to dump you into Memorial.
In 1 mile, turn right on Woodway Drive.
Dang, yo, this boy really... Yo. I see this guy, man. Fuck shit because of my number, Jared deleting my number, my fucking email, all my shit is tied to that shit, my crypto, all that shit. Oh, I'm so glad I ain't got no real investment, you know. I'd be sick right now. I'd be hurt. I can't even get into that shit if I wanted to.
Oh, man, that's your Google account?
Bro, yeah.
You must have had two factor.
I did. Somehow I got taken off. That's what I'm saying, man. I got a whole new identity now. My shit done. I'm not even joining no more. I'm fucking Jay Hart.
In 1,000 feet,
Jay.
Turn right.
Just Jay.
Yeah, you want to be Jay. That's cool. I got a new identity too, man.
Fucking Jay. Jay Hart.
I'm Rome. I don't know if I'm Jerome or Romello.
That's the perfect time to be whoever you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody want to be me for some reason. I ain't got shit.
Turn right on Woodway Drive.
Yeah, people want to be me so long, but they can have it.
I hope the Cowboys come for them too at that point. You wanna be me so bad, take the heat too.
Can't have the ups without the downs, man.
That's why old head when he was in the club and he said, you know, when you don't got problems, that's when you got problems. But that means that the enemy has known you. Has learned you so well that joint like further in camouflage in a tree. Mm-hmm. You can't even see it.
In a quarter of a mile,
yeah,
turn left on South Post Oak Lane.
My storm was a brewing when it wasn't no storm.
Mm-hmm. He was like the motherfucking the motherfuckers from the Paw Patrol movie. When I was watching that with Juju the other day. That's why. And they had the artificial weather machine. And Entitled White Man is what I'm calling him.
Entitled White Man.
Use the left two lanes to turn left on South Post Oak Lane.
He used the drone to suck up the shit. But then he done fucked up everything else. And it made this big ass storm. And here come a slew of animals to save the day.
A slew.
Slew of dogs. Look, the Porsche knows. Yeah, but they was telling me they had schizophrenia, PTSD, all that shit. And they regular people, regular niggas. They just know what they got. Now, I don't got schizophrenia. That's when you got the niggas in your head talking to you about what you supposed to do and not do. That's schizophrenia. But I keep trying to tell people that just because you think, bro, narcissism is a mental disorder.
Narcissism is a thing,
bro. Bro, it's a huge thing.
Is that a disease by itself?
Bro, it's narcissistic personality disorder.
Okay, yeah. So when we say narcissism or narcissism,
in a quarter of a mile,
we're talking about mental
disorder. Right on Lombard Drive.
Narcissistic personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of black women had it.
There you go.
And they not going to never admit it. Because why? They're fucking narcissists. So why would you expect them to admit this shit? Phew. just do something about it.
Like Nike, man. Anytime that
turn right on Longmont Drive.
Yo, it's bro, you, it's damn if you do, damn if you don't with a woman, bro. I done been every type of nigga. I done been
a good one, I done been a bad one.
Yeah. Nigga, I done looked like the abuser. I done looked like the savior.
Bro.
I'm not with none of them bitches.
In bro. 900 feet, turn left on Safe Road.
Yo, Jay and Mom, yo, we broke up because she said, you're not the type of nigga I want to be with. I said, cool. She had no place to go. It's my son, Mom. Dog, I let her stay at my house in Southwest on Angora Terrace.
Turn left on Sage Road.
This is my crib.
You should live on Angora?
Yeah, 5341.
What, the long ass Angora? That long ass block,
where the
KFC and shit at?
KFC, CVS. Well, I don't know what was on the corner. CVS maybe been on the corner. Rite Aid. Maybe it was Rite Aid. I can't remember. It was a pharmacy right on the corner.
Yeah,
then it had the shady car people across the street.
Yeah, with the tires and shit.
No, there was a car dealership, but they were shady as fuck.
Okay.
And
In a corner of the mile,
right there. With, like,
turn right
with
on Poppy Street.
And the shit right there. There you go. Right there. It's all right there.
Bro, I looked out the window one day. This chick was sitting in the car with my cousin's wife's cousin. This is the same nigga that been in my crib playing video games with me, hanging out with me and my son.
Use the right lane to turn right on San Felipe Street.
Bro, this chick then tells me that Bull likes her. So this nigga been plotting on it the whole time.
Yeah, that's how I would feel.
Nigga came to my... We were supposed to get married. Bro, this nigga came to my engagement party with me and Jay and Mom. All gel. I'd never go through all that for no female.
Bro, when I had my ex, bro... Everybody I ever introduces her, every male... Every one of her, right?
That's crazy, bro.
Probably except for my cousin, but he probably only didn't want her. He definitely was attracted to her. The bitch was attracted. No man is denying this.
Attraction and plotting are two different things.
Okay, yeah. So attracted and yeah.
Yeah. Or little, giving little subliminals. Oh, Reese ain't doing like start pillow talk. All that shit is nutty. Oh, this boy had 707 Thug Life on his chest, bro. He's white boy, man.